time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up on October 2nd, we're going to have a peer support fundraiser, and they're doing it it's a lot of fun. And we brought in Amanda McIntosh and Savannah Ely. We're going to talk about what the fundraiser is for, who it's going to benefit, and give you some of the details on the fundraiser itself. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Anytime is a good time when you guys come in the studio. So let's talk about the peer support fundraiser and what it is and who it's going to benefit.
So the peer support program is a program that has been brought down to help inside of the departments for our law enforcement, fire departments. There was a bunch of people that actually took the course, and I think Four Corners was there too. I think a therapist from Four Corners was there. But what it is for is it's to help inside their departments. It's peer support for inside their departments. If they have an officer that's struggling, they have, you know, an officer now that is trained to be able to support that officer in a critical time.
And it's, we were talking off the camera about it. It is very important that they realize that this help is there for them, because yes, most of them probably may not even ask for it.
Right. Yes. There's a stigma with law enforcement, first responders, that it's weak to ask for help when they have to maintain this machismo of being the tough guy, and there's also a fear that they could be their jobs could be on the line if they admit that they are suffering or struggling in some way.
So what this really is you had an officer from the area that went to the class, correct?
The class was brought down here. Oh, okay. So there was an officer in Price PD, TJ Robertson, and he heard about this program and worked really hard on bringing it down here so Carbon, Emery, and Grand County could benefit, you know, could take this and their departments could benefit from it.
And so he has had the training and he knows how to help and what to look for and how to get people involved in different, you know, aspects of the help that they need to get, right?
Yes.
And really what this peer support fundraiser is for is to get maybe more people trained in the area, or even just as a way to kind of back up and support examples you gave me is, you know what, maybe if they just need to go get a cup of coffee or go out to dinner and sit and have a discussion and talk about something or talk something out, all that would be taken care of.
Yes, exactly.
So how are we going to raise funds to do this?
So we are doing an activity at the Price Fire Department where we have 3 mock jail cells, and we are going to be putting people, our first responders, in the jail cell for a 2-hour block. These jail cells can be sponsored by different businesses within the community, starting at $250. And then it'll be a competition between the different cells of who's going to raise the most money during their 2-hour time block. So we have 3 time blocks set apart, and we'll have 3 jail cells per time block. And, you know, we'll just make it fun and have a competition to see who can raise the most money.
And once again, it all goes to a great, great cause. So as you said, businesses, you're looking for businesses that would be willing to sponsor a cell for a 2-hour block, correct?
That's correct. And then during their 2 hours, the person that is in the jail cell, as well as the company sponsor, will reach out to other businesses within the community to try and get some donations to this amazing cause.
Okay, and the community is more than welcome to donate as well, correct?
Absolutely. They can just come in or call in, or they can stop by and donate, pledge some money to get these programs up and running in our communities.
Okay. So once again, we're talking with Amanda McIntosh and Savannah Ely. They are in charge of the peer support fundraisers going on October 2nd. And it's really to raise funds for, you know, police and first responders and things like that in our area that might need some help with counseling or things like that. And Amanda, you were talking to me off the air about the different things that that first responders maybe experience that they are maybe equipped a little bit better to handle than a normal person, but still that puts them at risk, right?
It absolutely puts them at risk. We know that the more exposure that an individual has to trauma, it increases their risk for suicide. It increases their risk for post-traumatic stress disorder. And we also know that when a first responder becomes so familiar with death itself and how the body decomposes, that they're so comfortable with it that they're not in fear of how their life ends. And so it really it takes the fear out of dying by suicide out of the equation. We also know that the years of service that they have put in increases the amount of traumatic experiences that they're going through. And some of them experience compassion fatigue. These are all risk factors for our first responders to really have a mental health crisis. And so with a peer support program, you know, it's a buddy system. It's having those trained colleagues that have the same lived experience as you do to have that compassion and that conversation that me and the local law enforcement agent wouldn't necessarily be able to relate on.
Right. So. And you used a phrase there, and we talked about it as for compassion fatigue.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for just a second.
So compassion fatigue is really complex in that, you know, people and our servicemen and women that are going out and they are putting their lives on the line every day for us, for our community to stay safe, when they're seeing the same people getting in trouble or they're responding to the same calls or whatnot, they kind of get numb to it. And there's no longer that person to person. It's I'm a job. I have a job to do. And you're just a face, if that makes sense.
It does. It really does. And we talked about that before.
Yeah, I think you did. Awesome.
All right. So once again, it is the Peer Support Fundraiser. It's going on October 2nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be held at the Price City Fire Department. And you know what? If you're a business and you're interested in wanting to donate to this, get a hold of these ladies. What do they need to do if they want to sponsor a jail cell?
They just need to call the health department, talk to Savannah or myself, 435-637-3671, and we'll get them set up with a time period or a time block, and that way they can start making their preemptive phone calls to get people to donate for them.
Yeah. And then on October 2nd, just, you know what, if somebody calls and is looking for money for this, just give what you can. It's a great cause, and it's going to do a lot of good in this area. And it's the three county area. It's Carbon, Emery, and Grand counties. Yeah, so,
absolutely.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. And thank you to all of our first responders in the communities. We appreciate all that you do and all the sacrifices that you make for us.
Definitely. Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, koalitv.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.